And then, oh, it's flickering.
That's okay.
Okay. So who goes first?
Just talk. You can got to do the obligatory "Who are you?" and you don't have to ask me because many people know me. But who are these guys?
Who are you?
So I'm Ernie Booth. I'm a Windows Vista technical evangelist.
Okay.
And
I'm Joe Smith. I'm also a Windows Vista technical evangelist.
And where are we?
PDC.
This is the big PDC hall. Hey, there's Robert Hess. There's all sorts of cool people hanging around here.
So I sent Joe an email about a month ago with about three bullet points, and it had, I think, well, it just had about three bullet points to a link to an RSS feed for some photos, to some announcements for the PDC, and Channel 9 videos that are tagged with PDC 05, and said, hey, do you mind building an app for our plasma screens?
Yeah. And actually, we have a plasma screen here. It's flickering a little bit. Sorry about that. But so you guys built this thing?
Yeah, we built the app that runs these. So there's about 40 of these at PDC, and the point of
40 plasma screens.
40 plasma screens at PDC, and the point of it is to primarily, give update information for the sessions, and then give announcements for when there's session breakouts, overflows, and all that. And then on top of that, it's to show the cool Channel 9 videos. And the cool thing is that the attendees could actually upload photos. Yeah. And we would get an RSS feed.
Come on over here.
So, here's the Channel 9 video. And flickering, sorry, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Here's an announcement. Here's our upcoming sessions. And here is photos, obviously, of me.
How that gets in there.
Xbox 360 controller.
Xbox 360 controller.
So, one of the things we tried to do was sort of spice it up. So, we wrote this in Windows Presentation Foundation. All right. And actually, take a look at the screen right now. So we built in some transitions where these boxes change around, and this whole thing's sitting on a 3D surface, and we've got a visual brush that's painting all this, and so we actually have this nice sort of water animation.
Hold on a second. take two. So, who are you?
I'm Jeff. You know me, Jeff Sandquist, and I don't think that's the important part about this interview. It's more like, who are these two guys?
Where are we, first of all?
Well, we're at the PDC.
Yeah.
And this is
that why you have the PDC shirt on?
Yeah, this is a crew one.
Yeah.
And, we're at PDC, and, about 4 weeks ago, I sent Joe an email.
That's me.
I sent Joe an email with about four bullets in it, and there was a link to a Flickr RSS feed with tagged by PDC 05,
yep.
Link to a Channel 9 video feed that's tagged with PDC 05, some announcements, and RSS feed, and also a scheduling one. And look what they did. Who are you guys?
Yeah, so come on. Come closer.
I'm Ernie Booth. I'm a Windows Vista technical evangelist.
Okay. And
I'm Joe Smith. I'm also a Windows Vista technical evangelist.
And you guys built this in less than a month?
Yeah, in about a month.
Cool.
And there's Joe now.
Xbox 360 controller.
How did you get your hands on an Xbox 360, man? Even Bill Gates hasn't had his hands on one, he says.
Yeah, I just begged.
Yeah, right. You begged.
So,
so tell me about how this thing works and what it was designed to do.
So first of all these feeds are feeds. It's coming from RSS. So we've got session announcements that are being updated so PDC attendees walking around can see the latest, like, transportation to the airport later today.
Right.
We've got photos coming from Flickr, and we've got...
Hey, now, isn't that a Yahoo product?
That is, but they're one of our partners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, so the photo, anybody could have put a photo up there?
They can. No one's managed to abuse it yet, which is
utterly amazing. It's completely against any prediction we had. We have a little mechanism in the control room up there with the machine that runs all of these monitors. There's 40 monitors, one machine running it. We have a little mechanism where you can actually lock down the photo feed for a minute in case, it was terribly wrong.
Yep. Who was that? That was Robert Hess. There's all sorts of cool people at the PDC. So it's going to do a fun transition. This was written in Windows Presentation Foundation,
yep,
right?
Yep, it was.
And
here we go. Surface. I guess you'll see that in a second.
Go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still have some performance issues.
Yeah.
Early on bits.
But the thing is we grabbed got photos from Flickr. We've got an MSN Spaces RSS feed that we've got photos up there. And there's all multiple sources for information from Channel 9, the announcements, and so forth. But the cool thing is like, what is there, like 45 or 50 plasma screens that we got around event? Yeah. And they're all being driven from one PC. We use the event network to run the video cabling over like RJ45 cables, yeah. So that we're distributing this from one PC to all of the plasma screens. We'll go upstairs in a little bit after that to show this, but okay. It's just a fun thing because these guys did this in like 4 weeks, and look who Bubba from MSN's being a but it's been a fun app, and so.
That's how it is at the PDC.
Yeah, you never know who you run into.
Yeah.
So, but nobody gamed it. Everybody, you know, everybody. But there's lots of fun photos up there throughout the day. You can go up to the Flickr thing, and we'll link to it from the video to see all of them from the event.
Yeah.
But what was kind of neat about it was that, you know, like Robert filmed like, you know, 40 hours of video last week. And what was cool is people could be in a session with Anders, yeah. And they'd see the very official session that was going on. And then when they walked out, they saw a Channel 9 interview with Anders talking that was filmed last week in his office.
Yeah.
Another really compelling feature for this, I think, and for the attendees, was these photos that come from Flickr, because it's cool. Like, I mean, I could be hanging out with my buddies at PDC and doing whatever, something interesting happens. Like, I don't know, a huge Channel 9 t-shirt giveaway that goes like a feeding frenzy. Yeah. Somebody's taking pictures, and 30 seconds later, once they post to Flickr, we pull it down and we get it. So it's kind of a way for the attendees to share.
It happened that fast?
Their experience. It's about 30 seconds total turnaround.
Wow.
You did some really cool things, though, too, like managing online, offline state caching. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because yeah. this wasn't just like...
That's true.
You know,
Channel 9 team?
Yeah. So that was definitely one of the challenges, was because it's at PDC and it's running pretty much all of the time, and there are early bits, we had to find a way to make it pretty reliable and stable, which actually did work. We've gotten up to... So we had a logging mechanism, so in case anything goes wrong, we could diagnose it. We do have a redundant machine, but on one machine, we've gotten up to about 14 hours of continuous runtime without a bug or something like that cropping up.
And this is with pre-beta, you know,
pre-beta, month of development. Yeah. So
and you know, it can drop offline, and we do a lot of caching. We take the stuff on our RSS feed and use the normal .NET web HTTP requests to go out and cache it, and if the HTTP stream supports resuming a download, we actually resume it. So if we download half a video, we can download the other half later.
Yeah.
And if anything goes wrong, we...
This really recover. Has a lot of implications for retail and for advertising signage, because now you could build a system like this that could push down various videos and pictures and stuff like that.
It's visually compelling in a month.
Yeah.
It probably does mean something.
So these boxes that change around, which they're about to do again... I actually started off animating these in Microsoft Expression, codename Sparkle, Interactive Designer. And so that was a good starting point to try and move these around the screen, because it was a little bit difficult. And then Joe hand-tweaked some of the animations in XAML to make it a little bit smoother and slide in and out and a little bit more control than
now,
we had with
earlier bits. Now the WPF team, are they saying they're going to see performance improvements so that you don't get the stuttering?
Yeah, we have a lot of their interest.
In fact, it was even funny that one of the speak, Alexander is a performance guy for WPF and was giving his spoke here yesterday. I actually even walked by and immediately saw something I was doing, and we talked about the way we could easily improve the performance. So we could probably improve the performance, I mean, quite a bit, you know, a couple times over.
It's really good.
Actually, just one funny thing is how this really came about was last PDC, we had these plasma screens out there, and what we did instead was each plasma screen was driven by a single PC.
Yeah.
And so in between each session, we'd update a PowerPoint, and then Steve Cellini and I would run around with USB sticks updating all of the plasma screens around the venue.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, what if we could have this centrally located PC that... was driving PowerPoint, and then we're like, oh, wow, ran into Joe and Ernie. They're, you know, when they say 4 weeks, this wasn't their like whole existence for 4 weeks.
They evangelize that Vista thing too, which is
this was like almost like a spare time little 20% or something like that of their
Well, I know these.
Except for at the end. At the end, there was a little bit of a crunch, like there always is. I mean, it is still an app, and we're still trying to develop it.
I saw you guys both late at night. You know, I was doing my videos.
Yeah.
Come over and see you guys working on this thing. So
and making videos and shooting videos with you and lots of other stuff going on. So,
there's fun. Yeah, I mean, some of the other... I was thinking about one or two of the other little things we do. Just if you're interested in WPF, is the background animates, and it's a very subtle animation. And what we did is we made it actually change colors with a wash over about a 2 or 3 minute period. So anytime you look at the monitor, you wanted it to look a little different than it did before.
Yep.
The time was an interesting little thing. Have you ever tried doing this in an app? I've tried doing this in other apps where you try to just have the time display and it updates like a normal time. It seems like very simple. Sometimes it's a huge pain because you have the threading issues and all that. So in this one, I basically just bound a timer with about 3 or 4 lines of code to, you know, text field in Avalon and WPF.
Very cool. And the monitor, how did you do that? Oh,
so
on the bottom there's
we
a
actually
little
had the WPF standard progress bar control, and we just do a timer and basically say we're gonna refocus the screen in every 3 minutes. So we divide our progress so far and send it over to the progress
Something
bar.
Else before this changes. So you see how this is displayed up here right now, where we just have the title and the time of the session and the date. And when it changes, Joe actually has 2 different grids. And so now it's displaying more information, like the person's name and more information about the session. So that's one of the things that's especially nice and would be a lot more difficult to do in like Windows Forms or other technologies that we've had to work with in the past.
Yeah. You did some attention things too, like when a new announcement comes in that we push out. Like we have 2 other people who aren't here, but Catherine Heller and Tim Sneath, we call them our information ministers at the event. And really their whole job is like being on walkie-talkies. Is the session being repeated? Is the session being overflowed? Are we doing a Channel 9 t-shirt giveaway? And they're constantly updating ComNet. Now, the beauty of RSS was they update ComNet, and this application gets it, so it's single source of data, and using just RSS to push those announcements. That's what RSS was really made for.
Yeah.
And it was great. The Channel 9 videos, they're just RSS. So
you didn't manually download these videos. It's coming down because you built a little aggregator in here?
That's essentially what it is a big, a big aggregator.
This is an aggregator that runs on a Plasma screen for rich media. So the videos are using the enclosure tag in our Channel 9 video feed to download those big, high-quality resolution ones. The PDC-05 photos from Flickr and MSN Spaces is also pulling from the RSS feeds that we have for those 2 sites. The announcements, the sessions. We did a custom namespace for an RSS namespace, custom module for our session feed for RSS to describe those additional things that did not necessarily make sense to have in RSS so that we didn't make the feed funky. We just, and we wrote them in document. You can go up to comnet.microsoftpdc.com and you can see that. And we have things like who's the speakers for the band,
session codes,
all session that type. Stuff.
Yeah, we just parse it out, and I basically just generically bind. So I made a business object, we called a news item, and we just parsed the feeds. And for a special feed like ComNet, I subclassed my normal feed parser and pulled out a few of those special codes and added them into the news item. And we can just bind news items uniformly to WPF, so that made it easy. And like Ernie said, we can swap between, like, this is a small grid that's visible, and a big grid is collapsed. And when they switch, the big grid will be collapsed and the small grid will be visible, and we can get a lot of cool effects, like what looks like compressing a big list into one item, even though the real item, the whole list, is actually bound to that thing.
And we set up a config file for each of those boxes so that if all of a sudden you wanted to display MSNBC News, just to update one URL and boom, up of those in the announcements panel, we'd have news, or we could put Scoble up there or anything like that. It's been, this has been fun. I think what was kind of neat is a lot of people walk by and they go, oh, you know, what is this thing running on? Is it PowerPoint? And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
And they go, oh, that's no PowerPoint, baby.
Yeah, it was cool because I came from a C++ background, and for me to have done this in, and I've done DirectX programming too, but for me to have done this in DirectX in a month would have been
a pretty amazing feat. We would not have done this in a month in DirectX.
Well, I like it. The video never flickers, even as it's being thrown around the screen.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job on that. We actually, in that particular, we used a video drawing for performance. Normally, you would use a media element, because we're animating it, a video drawing was more performant. And, I mean, they did a really good job on some of this stuff. I was, like, coming from a games programming type of background and all that, I was pretty impressed in how easy it was to do something like this and have it actually look good. And we spent a lot of time, honestly, concentrated just on the 10-foot UI design. Like, what's the right font? How big should it be? Instead of worrying about, all right, which way am I necessarily winding all my triangles, and, you know, there's a little triangle winding, but, you know, not a lot of it, and so it was cool, and it let us kind of concentrate on the fun part of the project rather than on all the, you know, kind of boring, how do I set up my scene, how do I have a, you know, scene tree and all that.
And it was all done in XAML, or how much C# or C++ code was?
The boxes you see here are defined in XAML.
And the animations.
And the animations are defined in XAML. And C# is mostly just the logic, like the RSS parsing and pulling down all the feeds. The only other thing we did in C# was the 3D effect you see when the water changes is it's a mesh that we create procedurally in Tessellate. And then we just use cloth simulation, spring cloth simulation that we grabbed online, just the theory from it, and we'll point a link to it because it's probably something other people want to do with their Windows Presentation Foundation apps.
It still wasn't that much code, though, right? Probably, 100 lines of code for the entire rippling effect and all that kind of stuff. And
You can really see how the color changes now.
Yeah, less green, more blue over here.
This was fun, though. These guys did an awesome job.
I saw a lot of people watching it, the screens. Cool. You can't hear the audio on this one because you turned it off for the interview, but people would watch the videos and stand around and look at the various news and stuff like that.
I was like that when I hear attendees going by. I go, hey, look, my photo got up there. That was cool because I like the idea that people feel like they're part of it. I don't like it when there's like some big thing just... Here's your information.
Here's
and all
what Microsoft
that, you know?
Thinks you should be doing.
Exactly.
Here's what we think should be up there, and did that. You know, that one of the things is one of the secrets about PDC is that it's ran out of the evangelism team. And so, you know, I have a day job. These guys have day jobs. And I think one of the amazing things about PDC is the fact that we try so many different things every year that may or may not work. And this was just one of them. There are all these little tiny projects that culminate in the PDC that, you know, across our group, 30, 40 people have, you know, three or four little fun little things where they just say, hey, you know what? I want to do this. And they get to do it. Last night, Mike Swanson did the show-off.
And Thomas Lewis.
And Thomas Lewis, thank you. They did the show-off thing. And that was something Mike sent a mail, a couple weeks ago and said, hey, do you think we could do this? Mm. Okay. Well, the more amazing thing was, so it's not in the little guide that everybody got at the PDC, their envelope. It is up on the screens for the announcements. But other than that, it was just like community spreading the word. And we walked in and the place is just packed, full. And
several hundred
there's
people
like
there.
No official announcement. No one got an email about it. Yeah. So,
Welcome to the new efficient word of mouth network.
Yeah, you betcha. And so there are stories like this. There's probably 30, 40 plus stories of people that have just taken a little project and they make it a part of PDC. That's what makes PDC special. You know, every year we try and do a few new things. This usually, a lot of times, will end up, the stuff that we do at PDC as a team usually ends up rolling into things like Tech Ed and other events at Microsoft.
Are you guys going to put the code up for this screen so that people
can We're hoping to.
If we, basically, if we have the time to make the code sane, so all the people out
there would. Why do you need to make code sane?
It's illegible at this point.
For 4 weeks, very few comments. Yeah. Well, it's not even just the comments. But what happens with something like this is, you know, you try and be. Handle a lot of different situations that come up during the event where we realize, geez, you know, we have to give more attention to other certain different types of announcements. We need to do a few things, and we have to put some special case hacks in the code to handle some things while it's going on, and those were just really specific to this event. Ideally,
we generalize the
code. We actually have a plasma screen that runs inside our building and building 18 that we run videos and things like that from the evangelism, and I think it would be awesome if we refactored this to do that. But
that would be cool.
You know, because you could put stuff on it. I see this. I was talking to Target. I gave a presentation at Target, and they said they're playing with plasma screens in stores and finding that sales actually go up because of putting plasma screen with information displays.
Plus, there was the awesome North Face demo and all that.
So exactly.
That's an interesting part. There really wasn't another technology before that really let you easily make these really compelling 10-foot UIs.
And the information you have, and not to keep just going over an RSS, but you know, the nice thing is that there's just so many feeds out there to choose from. Okay, great. We'd want to put weather up. We played with this thing on one thing, putting the weather up. We can go to RSS weather, or we can go to weather.com, or you know, one of those sites. We've got weather. Oh, we want stock data. Great, let's grab it from an RSS feed. There's so many feeds that are out there with an app like this that you can plug and change data to. I bet you we could have this thing load up about 30, 40 different things of data and just transition it through, and it'd be fairly
interesting. Next time when we come to the PDC, there'll be a whole bunch of little components that I'll refresh in here.
Yeah. So one thing is RSS, we had problems with some of the feeds that we wanted to use where the way people were doing their RSS, they were like putting links with Ahrefs in line instead of using an enclosure. So using closures, follow
that.
Standard
really
smart RSS type publishing.
Don't be funky. use enclosure tags.
And don't embed HTML into the description of the RSS because it's really annoying. Please. Okay. I mean, there's HTML pages for HTML, and then, you know, it's okay to have text in RSS. I mean, that was the whole really simple part.
So that is, and the name of the app is? We codenamed it Scarab.
How do you spell that? S-C-A-R-A-B. That was almost, like, tricky. Scarab. A trick question. Yeah, and nobody knows why we named it
And the
Scarab.
Reason why we named it Scarab is one of our favorite rides at the PDC is the Mummies ride at
Universal Studios.
Yeah. And all we were thinking about was, geez, we hope the app really works well so that we can actually get on that Mummies ride.
Oh, that's why we named it that. I thought it was for no reason. Okay. I'm glad there's a backstory.
There's always a story. But it's really cool. Cool. Thanks for spending some time explaining how you guys did this.
Sure.
Thanks.
It was fun to see this.